交了，交了，你家呢？
On a sunny winter day, customers pick up groceries from a small family-owned store in an upmarket area of New Delhi. The owner, Gurvinder Saluja, greets them cheerily. He knows many of them by name.
They come and stand in front of me. I attend them personally and I am attending them for the years. I give them the personal touch.
Millions of mom-and-pop stores like Saluja's do brisk business in a country where even the largest cities like Delhi boast only a handful of supermarkets. That may be about to change. Over the next 5 years, the U.S. retail giant Walmart plans to open hundreds of superstores in India. The stores will actually be owned by the Indian telecommunications company Bharti Enterprises, but operated as a Walmart franchise. The arrangement will allow Walmart to pry open India's retail sector, which is closed to direct foreign investment but allows outsiders to operate through franchisees. Bharti Chairman Sunil Mittal calls India the world's last big frontier for retail. He says Walmart's expertise in this area will help his company tap the sector's massive potential in India.
Walmart has now decades of experience in, more importantly, they have handled size. That is required for India. India is a very large country. You need very large technology intervention, and I think they will therefore be the right partners.
Walmart and Bharti will be facing domestic competitors. The toughest competition could come from India's largest private sector company, Reliance Industries, which plans to spend more than $5 billion to open more than 5,000 retail stores across the country. The first one opened last month in the southern city of Hyderabad. Large stores so far have only a 3% share of the retail market, but business analysts say there is enough room in India's huge market for several players. Turnover is expected to more than double in the coming decade, from $300 billion at present to more than $600 billion. Raman Manglorkar, head of consumer and retail practice at consulting group A.T. Kearney, says modern retail is set for impressive growth, and other global retail chains like Tesco are also eyeing the Indian market.
More encouraging is what we refer to as modern retail, which we anticipate growing at in the 25 to 30% annually. There's a lot of interest, and most of the major international players are pacing in the sidelines, building their strategic plans and getting ready to enter as soon as the opportunity opens up.
It is this potential that prompted Walmart to get a head start in India, even though it had to tie up with a local partner. It may face some opposition. India's leftist parties have threatened to launch a nationwide strike against Walmart, saying it has entered through a backdoor route. India has kept the retail sector shut to outsiders for fear of endangering the livelihood of owners of 15 million small stores like Gurvinder Saluja's. Saluja is not worried yet, but says he is prepared for tough competition.
If they will able to sell it cheap, we have to see. We have to compete. That's the only thing.
Saluja may have reason for concern. With fatter incomes and rising expectations, the Indian middle class is getting used to modern conveniences and is ready to shop the way the developed world does.
I think the market is expanding in such a way, it's going to be very beneficial for the customers also to have good products coming in.
The more people come in, the more choice customer has. Competition is always healthy.
It's good. We have more variety to choose from. I've heard they are cheaper also.
It is millions of potential customers like these that has prompted business analysts to rate India as one of the world's most attractive retail markets. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
请记住我们的网址是 www.english.com。